I was curious. You said he did really well, yet he got the combination, which kind of has a bad reputation. And you just reported data on that combination. What did you see? It was just one arm, but what did you see in terms of efficacy and particularly in terms of tolerability toxicity?
Right. So the data you're referring to is the CheckMate 32 study, which is 160 patient esophagogastric cohort, which was completed as part of a larger basket study where patients with, you know, small cell cancer and other tumors were enrolled, ovarian cancer. And so what we saw is nivolumab monotherapy was very well tolerated. And the combination of nivolumab with ipilimumab had higher grade 3-4 toxicities, even at the lower doses of ipilimumab. Most patients, these toxicities were manageable and most patients recovered. There were no colitis or pneumonitis associated deaths, which is what you're worried about when you're giving the high doses of ipilimumab. We did find that the toxicities were mostly asymptomatic LFT abnormalities, blood work abnormalities such as adrenal insufficiency, and abnormalities that could be intervened on if the patient is watched carefully. And particularly in the younger patient population, like this patient, is combination therapies probably relatively safe. And this is, again, part of what we've seen reported with these dual agents. In our disease, in esophagogastric cancer, higher dose of ipilimumab, similar to what was approved in melanoma, seems to be more effective. And if you are going to do combination, it's probably you're better off doing the higher dose because even the lower dose of ipilimumab, there's still toxicities associated with it.
What did you see in terms of efficacy and how does that compare to what we've seen in trials of monotherapy with anti-PD-1?
You know, I've treated a lot of patients on the study and the immunotherapy response to dual therapy was higher. And this is what the data speaks for itself. It was 24% response rate with a combination therapy, which is heavily pretreated third, fourth line patients. I mean, 45% of the patients on the trial were third line and beyond. So these are your only drug left at that point is irinotecan, which, you know, is not going to be very effective. And so to see responses in these patients is quite striking. And again, from the data that we see now, and this was not the design of this trial, so it's hard to interpret it, but it does not clearly translate into improved survival for the combination versus monotherapy. So this question is further being answered and asked in the more prospective phase 3 studies.
Can you go through the numbers specifically in your trial? This is what, a randomized phase 2?
It was a phase 1b2. And basically, the intent of it was to explore these and to study nivolumab monotherapy, nivolumab 1, ipilimumab 3, or nivolumab 3, ipilimumab 1, and to see the efficacy. The arms were not open all at the same time. Nivolumab was open the longest, so you have the longest follow-up in nivolumab monotherapy. But there were long periods of time where these were randomized arms. So that being said, there were no formal statistics to compare the arms. So there were no p-values or, you know, biostatistical plan. These were supposed to be standalone arms to assess efficacy. And what we saw, again, like I mentioned, heavily pretreated population, majority of the patients progressed on 2 and 45% progressed on 3 lines or more. The treatment of nivolumab monotherapy was well tolerated, and in PD-L1 positive patients, the responses were quite high. The response rates are higher, and in PD-L1 positive patients, again, it's a small number, but 40% response rate in PD-L1 positive patients with nivo-ipi, which is, again, quite hypothesis generating and provocative.
Exciting enough to consider outside a clinical trial setting?
I would say a third of the time when I submit the approval to the insurance companies, they now approve it. I submit the CheckMate 32 abstract. They see me as a first author. And, you know, so I think it's worth a try. I mean, it's not proven, certainly, but outside of other trials, if there's no trials available and there's no other standard options, I would consider it. Mm-hmm.